Richardson. Board of Directors meeting, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Copy of the Open Meeting Act posted on the back wall of the meeting room prior to turning the agenda for tonight's meeting. I'd like to announce the, can you hear me all right?
That's good.
I'd like to announce the procedure will be used for this meeting. Inspect each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed through the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Quorum call.
Begley.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Brenwald.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Sikinski.
Here.
Deezer.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
And chairperson.
Here. Board adoption agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Brenwald.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sikinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
And chairperson.
Yes. Item 5, adoption. Consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have item 7A deleted.
Pardon what?
Item 7A, the approval of the minutes, Appfield, Missouri, item 7A there. I'd like to have it deleted.
Okay, we'll discuss that one under 7A then. Okay, for consent agenda item 5.
Does it need a second?
Huh?
Does it need a second?
Need a second.
We'll call on the consent minus 7A.
Yeah. McCormick.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Weiss.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
No. Have here proof of publication that notice has been given of this meeting. And prior, actually, I meant to do it earlier, but prior to moving on here, I'd like to introduce a couple of folks of stature in the room. Senator Rick Lowski, thank you for joining us. And Craig Dickerson, the conservation officer for the NRCS for state of Nebraska. Thank you for coming. Paul, do you want to introduce anyone? No. Okay. Okay, item 6, we had proof publication. Item 7A, approval of the November 14th minutes. Do I have a motion? Moved.
Second.
It's been seconded. The moved and seconded for approval of the minutes. Any comments from the public? Staff, directors, do you have a question?
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, I request a modification to the November board minutes. Minutes are to note the actions taken at the meeting. It is significant that the call to question by Director Fowler occurred while I was making my position known. This violates Robert's rules. I'm elected by District 9 taxpayers who are fed up. I'm their elected representative. When any director is not allowed to make their position known, it is tantamount to restricting free speech. I report to them and not to this board. I followed the rules and am cut off before I could say a word. There's nothing off base as related to the topic of expressing concerns that impact all board members. I was trying to inform the board that a violation of rules was about to take place and that this was not following our procedures when voting this purchase in. You did not want to hear that the project must be approved before land can be purchased. The GM saying we are accommodating a seller is not a substitute for proper for the proper approval process. Please modify the November 14, 2019 Board of Directors minutes to show Director Grunewald expressed his concern that a violation of rules by the board was about to take place and it was not following its own procedures.
Okay, what item on that is, I see you scrolling on the screen here.
I'm not sure.
What item on the minutes there, Director Grunewald?
Motion, Chad. It's the one right here.
10. Removed by Teaser, adopted. We had a speaker, Director Japp. Move it up a little bit so I can read it. And that was it. Okay, what you're saying, that didn't occur?
I'm saying that I was cut off in the middle of trying to make my position.
You were cut off in the middle. I mean, there was a call. You
were
called out of order?
You're
called out of order.
Sir, is that your opinion? Is that your
legal
opinion?
No, it's actually happened.
No, is that your legal opinion?
It's not an opinion.
What happened is I was trying to express myself. I was trying to make my position. It is the right of every board member to have the time to express themselves and make their position known, and that was not accorded.
Because you were called out of order.
You, sir, are only a director.
Well, it was called
You're
out of order.
Chairman. It was on subject.
Please don't argue with me. We're talking about the facts that happened in November. Forget about what you wanted to do. You were called out of order, and that was upheld.
Why was I called out of order?
That
because you said it had nothing to do.
Director Grunewald wants to reflect a whole paragraph of stuff. Is there, I assume you want to make a motion to have that adapted?
Would you please?
Is there a second to that motion? Seeing none, your motion is failed. Moving on to item 8.
There's a motion on the floor to adopt
7. Oh, motion to adopt. We have to adopt the minutes.
7-8.
Okay. It's been moved by Director Conley, second by McCormick. Public comments on the minutes. Staff, directors, roll call.
Yes.
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 Please.
Yes.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Grunewald.
Yes.
And
Chair. Yes. Item 8, the agency reports. A, the Attribute Research Conservation Service, Bowen Camp, Research Conservationist. Welcome. Bowen Camp.
Correct.
Right. I'll try to get this right in the future.
All right. Yeah, as I said, my name is Andy Bowen Camp, currently the Resource Conservationist in the Blair Field Office. I want to thank the board and the General Manager Winkler for the opportunity to take the time and the time to present the NRCS report tonight. I just want to kind of set the stage, if you will, by giving you a little bit of background information on myself. I grew up in small business America. My family owns a small diner in North Omaha. It's been in the family and in the business for over 60 years. I started emptying ashtrays, busing tables as soon as I met the correct height requirements that my grandfather said. I learned the value of hard work and especially excellent customer service at a very young age. Customer service wasn't something that I thought I would use much, if at all, in my future career as a conservationist. I started working for NRCS right out of college as a WAE, basically a temp employee, and have worked hard to earn my way up the NRCS ladder for the last 16 years. I've been a technician, a soil conservationist, a resource conservationist, and just recently, I was officially selected as the next district conservationist for this NRD. So you're stuck with me for the foreseeable future. Rest assured, I have a rather ambitious vision for the future of our NRD. Not only do I plan on continuing the excellent partnership that we have, but my ultimate goal is to make our NRD, with your help, the model of how NRCS and the NRDs in Nebraska and to rob a line from our memorandum of agreement, collaborate to deliver comprehensive technical and financial assistance to farmers, ranchers, and landowners to protect, restore, and enhance natural resource concerns. The foundation has already been laid in this NRD with some of the excellent programs and processes already in place, thanks to previous DCs, General Manager Winkler, Board of Action, and especially a big thanks to Terry Schumacher, who's been instrumental in not only managing the NRD conservation programs and funding, but being a great advocate for our partnership locally. He's an innovator and an effective communicator. So as a newcomer, I merely plan to build on that foundation. I'm also currently developing an ambitious NRCS staffing plan for our four field offices. We currently have two positions in the hopper, a resource conservationist in Tacoma, a soil conservation technician in Blair, both slated to replace recent vacancies, and we hope to see those advertised soon. However, my plan is built around not only hiring where we have gaps, but to add new staff that are integral to our success. As you've been made aware in the November board report, the NRD was awarded an NACD grant to hire a new employee for the purpose of assisting our agency with Farm Bill program administration and implementation. Tom English started late summer and has proven to be an absolute asset to our team. Tom has exceeded our expectations. Actually, he's really blown him out of the water. We're super happy to have him on our team. And this is just a great example of why NRCS here in Papio needs an ambitious staffing plan to recruit, hire, and retain excellent employees like Tom. I don't want to take up a ton more of your time, so I'm just going to run through my conservation report and conclude with our mission results for the calendar year. The CRP sign-up is underway. Landowners are encouraged to stop into the local FSA offices to start the application process and certainly work with NRCS to kind of get the ball rolling so that we can figure out their objectives and try to fit the practices available to CRP to what they would like to accomplish. There's currently 22 million acres enrolled in CRP nationwide. The new CRP program lifted that cap to 27 million acres. We have a continuous sign-up, which runs continuously throughout the next 3 years, or as long as the acres remain available. Continuous CRP targets water quality type practices, such as buffers and wetlands, among a host of others. The general CRP sign-up is also underway and will end in February 28th of 2020. General CRP sign-up includes state acres for wildlife enhancement, SAFE, as well as larger-scale field-wide practices to address sensitive lands for erosion control and wildlife habitat. We're also currently taking sign-ups for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, basically our flagship program that catches a lot of different cost-sharing practices, well over 100 practices that are in our toolbox, as well as the CSP program. So we're on track for matching last year's application numbers. However, there's always room for improvement, and we kind of hope to start folding in as things kind of get going with the new district conservationist to start to promote and reach out in different ways and try to include more customers. So mission results for calendar year 2019, we completed over 8,000 acres of cover crop seeding through approximately 60 environmental quality incentive program contracts. That amounts to about $265,000 of financial assistance. Much of that was tied to the disaster cover crop initiative, which was related to the flooding this spring and all of the prevented plant acres that farmers couldn't get in and plant in time. So we utilized that program, kind of a specific initiative, to target those landowners so that they had something to start adding biomass, organic matter, building organic matter, and helping that soil throughout the year while nothing was growing on it. So we also provided technical and financial assistance through the EQIP and the NRD CAP program together on livestock-related practices like cross-fencing, tanks, pipelines, and pasture seeding to improve the grazing distribution and forage production on over 500 acres in the NRD. provide over $170,000 of financial assistance to livestock producers dedicated to improving water quality on their confined animal feeding operations. And NRCS and the NRD worked together this year to complete over 40 soil erosion projects, controlling erosion on nearly 3,500 acres of farmland, comprising mostly of terraces, underground outlets, grass waterways, and seeding. Together, the NRCS and NRD combined invested approximately $800,000 this year to conserve soil, enhance, and protect water quality and wildlife habitat. It's important to remember that these are projects and funds that are directly tied to your neighbors, to families, and to communities. These are projects that you can drive down the road or the highway, you can look at them, you can see them, you can admire them. Together, we are leaving a legacy, and as the new DC, I look forward to continuing our mission through hard work and excellent customer service. Thank you.
Comments for... Next comment. Oh, Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just welcome aboard, and can you bring back some pheasants? More pheasants.
Sure. Yeah. Northwest part of Washington County's got quite a few, actually, so... Yeah, it's working. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for stopping in and look forward to working with you in the future.
Likewise.
However many years.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending them, Craig.
What was the cafe in North Omaha?
Harold's Coffee House.
Harold's, I was.
Yeah, my brother and my mom run it. So. Right. Yeah.
Gallons of coffee there.
That's right. Me too.
Item B, the Rest Association Research District, Director Rich Teaser.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARV annual conference will be held in Lincoln on the 28th and 29th for the directors. The managers will be meeting along with some of the NARV committees on the 27th. So in your booklet behind the agency reports, you will see an agenda. I would encourage... those of you that have not decided on going or not to go and to talk to Gene about getting a reservation. You can see this is going to be a very full meeting and should be very educational. And it's good to know and meet some of the other directors from across the state. In any event, if you with no questions, that concludes my report.
The Natural Resource Commission, Director Barry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We will have our NNRC Commission meeting on December 18th, 2019 in Kearney. So I'll be driving out there Tuesday and try to get there before dark and then check in. And then 8 a.m. on the 18th, we'll have a meeting. And so I'll have more to report at January's meeting.
So item 10A talks about the scoring. Did we make the cut?
I've been sort of sworn to secrecy.
Yes, we did. Or yeah. The other stuff is incidental to really what we're after. Anyway, so hope the funds keep coming and the legislature doesn't cut them. Thank you. Item D, National Associates Conservation Districts, being held February 8th through 12th in Las Vegas. We are sending Director Fowler and Sapinski to that conference. Maybe in February is our meeting. We'll find out. But anyways.
At least me.
Yeah. Subcommittee reports, Ad Hoc Selection Committee 9A. Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you. I thought there was a resolution up there for me to read, but the ad hoc selection subcommittee RFP for construction stormwater
expansion. It's in your book. It's on the green page of the resolution.
Yeah, green page. There it is.
Got it now? And, first ad hoc committee. So. All right. Be it resolved that the minutes of the December 5th, 2019 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Committee, RFP for Construction Stormwater Inspections, Southern Sharpie Watershed Partnership are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item one, recommendation that JEO Consulting Group Incorporated be ranked first to negotiate a contract for the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership Construction Stormwater Inspections, and that SCS Engineers be ranked second, and I so move.
Public comments? Directors? Roll call.
Penske.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Reese.
Yes.
Beckley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
And
yes. 9B, personnel, let's say Public Affairs Committee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the subcommittee have accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby 9B1, 2020. That the proposed amendments to the Papillon Missouri River NRD Pay Program Administration Manual adopted and incorporated into the district's policy manual.
Public comments. Staff, any other comments, staff? Last call. Directors.
Yeah, I appreciate the work that went into this, and I want to thank the people involved. The only comment I had, I brought up just a little bit last time about how long it takes for your typical average employee to reach the midpoint in this particular, what we've done here in the administration or the employee handbook manual and so forth. And I guess maybe it's something I don't quite totally understand how that works, and maybe it's my ignorance on this, but it seems like after X number of years, why your normal typical average employee should be at least, I need to learn how that works.
Gene has some statistics for you from.
Appreciate that.
I went back on Tuesday. Out of those 15%, that are on the high end. You can see the category. I'd be happy if you ever have any questions. Feel free to come in.
Did we compare that to the private or public sector, these surveys?
Both.
It's both. And is it for compensation? Is it salary and benefits or just salary?
Simply straight
salary. Okay. And what's the labor market they compare to?
Well, they do a market analysis every 5 years and compare it to all the corporate various within the Midwestern states.
Midwest.
As a comparison.
Okay.
And so Ashley
eight.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Update to the district's employee handbook. Recommendation that the proposed amended language to the Papillion Reserve River NRD employee handbook be adopted and incorporated into the district's policy.
Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Sweet.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Grunwald.
Yes.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Agenda item 9C.
You thought you were done? You're not. 9C. Fred Conley.
Ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee RFP for the Little Papio Channel Culverts Rehabilitation Project Professional Services. Be resolved that the minutes of the December 10th consultant selection subcommittee RFP for the Little Papio Channel Culverts Rehabilitation Project Professional Services are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9C1, initial screening proposal. Subcommittee requests interviews with FIRA Engineering, HDI, and Olson in the order presented on January 2nd, 2020 at 4 o'clock.
Comments from public, staff, directors. Oh, John Lee.
I got one. On that date, when will we be able to review? Will it be a review later than the 2nd for us?
For the review, the
on the January 2nd here, they're going to come in with their interviews.
Those are the presentations.
Because I'll be out of town, so that's why. January 2nd. Okay.
There's nothing to review after the interviews. We'll just make a recommendation.
You can look at their proposals. So, and if you want, you can. We can brief you on them.
Okay. Yeah. Just so I kind of know. Okay.
If you have any input on it before the interviews?
Sure.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Reese.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Yes. Fred, you thought you were done?
Yeah.
IMD, Fred Conley.
Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee, we have resolved at the minutes of the December 10th meeting of Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee. 9D1, Lower Platte River Consortium Drought Contingency Plan. Recommendation that the Lower Platte River Drought Contingency Plan dated adopted and
isolated. Any public comments on the plan? Yeah. Directors? Call.
Caesar.
Yes.
Reese.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Grunwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
9D2, Lead Bridge Debris Removal Contract. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with National Concrete Cutting at an amount of $211,250 for the Lead Bridge Debris Cleanup Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager.
Any public comments on this? Directors. Good job. The bid last month that we rejected was 900-some thousand. This is 25% of that. And it took a reevaluation of what our specs were. Obviously beneficial results for the taxpayers. And we're going to save some money and still get the job accomplished. So, up staff, we appreciate it. And don't feel bad about rejecting an online bid in the future, for sure. Roll call.
Reese.
Yes.
Bagley?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Brenwell?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Stensky?
Yes.
Hazel?
Yes.
9D3, Memorandum of Agreement with USDA NRCS. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed memorandum of agreement with USDA NRCS, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager.
Thank you. Craig, would you like to say anything?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would just like to say, and some of this follows the good comments that Andy already made, but the partnership arrangement between NRCS and the Papio Missouri River NRD has been in place for more than 45 years. I didn't do the math, but we have a long-standing partnership that has helped us work together to do a lot of land treatment on agricultural lands, and I think the Papio should be complimented on the project work that they've done, a lot of watershed operations, and I just want to say how much we appreciate the work that volunteer board members do, your locally elected conservation and district leaders, and I'm just really pleased to be here tonight to talk about the continuation of our memorandum of agreement.
And I think I know the answer, but as you consult with your peers around the country, are they waiting for NRDs in their own state? Because maybe you can highlight how effective it is.
Well, I will. And, you know, I often say when I speak to the NRDs and to others that in my career and as I've worked in other states, the Nebraska NRD system is the envy of most other states because of the way the NRDs were created with the statutory authorities that you have and the ability to use the funds that you draw through your allocations to do conservation work. And I think, as I said briefly before, the fact that you are locally elected individuals who represent your districts, you know, it's sort of the picture of grassroots leadership and grassroots conservation. And I think that combination with the federal assistance and often the funding that we're able to provide just help us do great things. So things have changed over the years, but we have a pretty bright future.
And from my standpoint, maybe speaking to the others as well, but it makes our job easier when we got someone like Neil and all the others before him. It's a great partnership, so I appreciate that.
I have a lot of really good employees on both sides, I can tell you that. It's a pleasure to work with you.
For Craig, if other parts of the state don't use their money, we will.
All right. I will keep that in mind.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments from staff? Directors? Roll call.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Brenwell? Jeff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Stensky?
Yes.
Hazel?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Yes.
9D4, potential violation of district's erosion and sediment control rules and regulations. Recommendation that the district appoint Mr. Cornwell to be in probable violation of the district's erosion and sediment control rules and regulations.
Public comments.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Stensky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Yes.
Item 9D5, NRD Historical Remains Discovery Policy. Recommendation that the following policy be incorporated into the district's director's policy manual as follows. If any NRD personnel or its contractors discover any previously unknown historic, archaeological, or paleontological remains while conducting district activities, they are to immediately notify the NRD general manager or assistant general manager of what they have found and our federal, state, and tribal coordination will be initiated to determine the appropriate course of action, i.e., if the land is not covered.
Public comments. Bradley, did he pronounce that correctly?
Sure.
Okay. Roll call.
Conley.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sikansky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Reese.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Shepherdson.
Yes.
And that completes my presentation.
Thank you. You're done for now. Item E, FEL, Director of Strategic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the December 10, 2019 meeting of the FEL subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, fiscal year 2019 audit recommendation that the 2019 audit report prepared by Bergen KDV be accepted by the GM and be accepted, and that the GM be directed to file an authenticized copy of the audit report with the Nebraska Auditor of Public Accounts and the Nebraska Natural Resources Commission, and I so move.
Public comments. F. Directors. Reiterate Tuesday, what a tremendous job Gary and the crew has done to make this another exceptional audit. Gives me great comfort when I direct and nod my head and shake my head sometimes, but to know that our books are very well in order makes me very happy and very comfortable. And so thank you for your hard work and diligence in this.
All right.
Roll call.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Sikansky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Reese.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
And Shepherdson.
Yes.
Item two, condemnation of property located within R613, R616 Missouri River Levee Project, Horse Creek Farms, R613, Track 15, recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with Horse Creek Farms, a Colorado partnership, in the amount of $153,000 for an area containing 33.092 acres of land for the Missouri River R613, R616 levee improvement project, subject to change as changes to deem necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel in exchange for the dismissal with prejudice of Horse Creek Farms appeal of the condemnation award in district court of Sarpy County, Nebraska. I so move.
Any public comments?
Not any additional comments.
Directors? Roll call.
Jeff. Carmen.
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Cornwall.
Yes. Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Item 10, Treasury Report. Larry Bradley, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just be it resolved that the Treasurer is authorized to expand general funds to pay, one, claims listed in the November 2019 financial report, two, any claims made prior to the next board meeting, and move to approve items A through J.
Seconded by Fred Conley. Any public comments? Directors. Call on the Treasurer's report.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sikansky.
Yes. Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
And
yes. Item 11, take from table and consideration amendment to district policy 4.0 proposed at the board director meeting on November 14th. We have to lay over policy changes 30 days. This one brings it back on table. I'll go ahead and read it. Be resolved that the amendment to district policy 4.0 board meetings, regular monthly meetings are hereby adopted and ordered to be incorporated in the district's policy manual. Yeah, I was looking to see if we have anything. Basically, changing the board meeting from 7 p.m. to 4 p.m. I'll need a motion to take it off the table.
So moved.
Second by Teaser. Further public comments? Directors?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Yes. Policy, or you want to wait till January? Now, otherwise we won't meet at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, okay, but now it's up on the, or it's on the table. We vote on the policy, so.
Explain that again now?
What did you say? We had to take it off the table. So now that it's on the live. Now we have to adopt it.
For January.
For January.
Starting January. 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Be clear what we're voting on,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
4 o'clock?
Yes.
This is just the regular meeting, not the committee meeting?
No, most likely the committee will follow suit of the board. The board meeting's not in the policy, so we can set the committee meetings separate.
Same as 4 or the 7?
4.
Okay.
Yeah. 4.
Roll call.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second.
Fred and Dan.
Yes. Yes.
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Stansky?
Yes.
And Shepherd?
Yes. 12, Director Grunewald's request for reimbursement of expenses. We'd like to go on executive session.
Not
necessary, okay. Brett?
Good evening, Directors. Brent Meyer with the law firm of Blackwell.
Excuse me? Having our staff. I don't know who you are, but
okay.
He's presenting.
As legal counsel for the NRD, I received a letter on November 15, 2019, from Angela Schmidt, an attorney representing Director Mark Grunewald, demanding that the NRD make a payment of $5,226.08 via check by Friday, November 22, 2019, in exchange for Director Grunewald submitting a completed W-9 tax form. The basis of the demand, I believe, was $4,066 for Director Grunewald's per diem and mileage expenses, and $1,160 for his attorney's fees. I responded to Director Grunewald's attorney, informing her that such request had to be presented and approved by the board, and that the November 22, 2019 deadline was not realistic, since the next board meeting was December 12, 2019, which is this evening. She responded that the NRD could reprocess the payment as demanded on November 22nd, which I respectfully disagreed. After reviewing the specifics of Director Grunewald's request for reimbursement, it is my recommendation to the Board of Directors that his request for attorney fees be denied in its entirety, that his request per diem and reimbursement of expenses be denied until he completes a W-4 form so that the NRD can withhold the appropriate amounts to be in compliance with the applicable Internal Revenue Code. As a reminder, this board was previously briefed on tax withholding obligations back in 2017. In preparation for that briefing, the NRD legal counsel reviewed the applicable IRS regulations, contacted the state Social Security administrator and the district's auditing firm, all of which confirmed the NRD's position on this matter is correct. I have prepared a resolution which is posted to the left here that is consistent with my recommendation. Thank you.
Motion on the resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Could you, who moved that? Could you read it, please? Either Green Sheet.
Okay. It resolved that the following resolution is hereby adopted and approved. Whereas Director Mark Grunewald, through his counsel, made a demand for payment directed in the amount of $4,066. Payment of attorney fees in the amount of $1,000. Papillon Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District on November 15, 2019. Whereas Director Mark Winwell through Council demanded such payment be made by Friday, November 22, 2019, despite being policy that such expenditures must be voted on and approved of the Treasurer's report by the NRD Board. And whereas Director Mark Grunewald to date has failed to provide the district staff with any tax documentation which would allow the district staff to process his requested expenses, reimbursement, in compliance with the Internal Revenue Code, be it resolved that Director Mark Grunewald requests for reimbursement of expenses as the NRD Director and attorney fees made on November 15, 2019. Any request by Director Mark Grunewald for per diem and reimbursement expenses shall be denied until he provides a completed W-4 IRS form to district staff. Be it further resolved, district legal counsel is to issue a demand letter to Director Mark Grunewald for reimbursement of attorney fees and costs incurred by the district as a result of his behavior, action, and demands. All remedies available under law for recovery and such expenses.
Move and second it. Okay. Any comments from the public?
Yes, I am Angela Schmidt. I work at Schmidt Law Firm, which is 1246 Golden Gate Drive, Suite 3, Papillion, Nebraska, 68046. I am here to speak on the issue of Director Grunewald's demand for reimbursement of expenses. It's been referenced by counsel for the district that his reimbursement of expenses should be denied until he submits a form W-4. Director Grunewald has offered on several occasions to submit a form W-9. The difference between these two federal forms is whether or not Director Grunewald is treated as an employee or an independent contractor for purposes of tax treatment and withholdings. There is a strong position for Director Grunewald to be treated as an independent contractor as opposed to an employee for tax treatment of his reimbursement. Additionally, mileage reimbursement and per diem reimbursement are non-taxable events. So even if he was to be considered a W-2 employee, that income would not be reported on his W-2. There is no legal basis whatsoever to withhold payment for reimbursement of expenses for Director Grunewald based on what tax form he provides. In fact, the IRS does provide a process if an employee, if he is to be considered one, fails to provide or complete a form W-4. And in that instance, he is to be treated as single, claiming no withholding allowances and treated at the highest withholding rates. This has not been done either. So ultimately, he can be paid his expenses, and you can go ahead and withhold them at whatever rate you deem possible. It doesn't matter whether or not he's completed a form W-4 or not. The fact is, Director Grunewald has been a director. He was elected in 2016. To date, he has never received any reimbursement for mileage. He has never received any per diem. So to continue to deny his request for reimbursement based on a difference of opinion of what tax form he should provide to the NRD is completely baseless, without any merit whatsoever, and it can only be deemed that it's for purposes of harassment and to not provide any sort of pay. Director Grunewald has followed all processes and all procedures to request reimbursement. He submits the same expense reports that every other director submits. He proves he's a participant at the approval of the treasurer's report, which I heard today, and it was approved by the majority. The treasurer's report includes the per diem expenses for directors and the travel and mileage expenses for directors. Those have always been approved at every board meeting, and there's never been an exclusion for a specific director's request for reimbursement. So we can assume that Director Grunewald's expenses that he has submitted every single meeting have always been approved by this board. They've never been specifically excluded. So the fact is, we're sitting here because they've been approved, but they've never been paid. We've asked several times who's denying issue of the payment, who's not signing the check, and we've never been given a response for that. All of you sitting here today receive your checks. You receive reimbursement. You receive your per diem. You go through the same process. The only difference is Director Grunwald is taking a stance on whether or not he's treated as an employee or an independent contractor for purposes of tax treatment. He has offered to submit a Form W-9, and I have a signed Form W-9 with me today, which we can provide. At the very minimum, neither of these forms are required in order to pay. Director Grunwald is required, the board is required by statute to pay. Nebraska Revised Statute Section 2-3218 states that board members shall be reimbursed for their actual and necessary expenses incurred in connection with their duties. It discusses each board may provide a per diem payment for directors. Then you have your director policy, which states directors shall be compensated at the maximum per diem rate authorized by law. Directors shall be reimbursed by the district for their actual and necessary expenses. There's no exception if he provides the correct federal form that you're requesting. In fact, there is no language in your policy or in statute stating whether or not he's an employee or an independent contractor. We disagree. We have a difference of opinion on how the tax treatment should be applied. But there is no disagreement and there is no basis not to pay the reimbursement or the per diem. Additionally, Director Grunwald has requested and has received, hopefully all, of the director expense reports that have been provided and submitted. We've requested this information in an attempt to reconcile the numbers that the directors have submitted for per diem and for expense reimbursement with the number that is in the treasurer's report. While we've only received this information today, we've had an opportunity to look back on the past 3 months. And it is apparent that in general, the treasurer's report number exceeds the number that was submitted by each individual director when we add them all together. So therefore, they must include Director Grunroll's submission for expense reimbursement. At the very least, these expenses have already been approved. They've been included in your treasurer's report. They have been approved. Additionally, it's not that there's an issue of funding here. If you look at your treasurer's report, you're way under budget for your director expenses and reimbursement. However, if you start adding in legal fees now for the district, for Director Grunwald to argue about what sort of tax treatment should occur, you're going to exceed your budget based on your legal fees. So it's absolutely absurd and makes no sense that I'm even here today, that this is even an issue today, that we're having to have legal counsel for both parties to argue about whether or not he should be paid his reimbursement. So to delay this, to deny him until he submits the form that the district wants, is going to incur additional legal fees, which makes absolutely no sense and is not doing any service to your constituents. So I'm here today to ask that you don't deny his request for reimbursement until he submits a W-4. I'm here today to say accept his W-9, which is going to include his Social Security number for purposes of reporting, or in the alternative, go ahead and treat him as an employee if that's the true opinion of the district, if that's your legal opinion. But that doesn't give you a basis not to pay him what he is owed for reimbursement. Go ahead and do what the IRS instructs employers to do in cases where the W-4 is not completed and fully or accurately, and withhold and treat him as somebody who hasn't provided the proper information. But you can't sit here today and say he has done his job, but yet since 2016, he should not be paid. How does that make any sense? How would each of you feel if you've been serving on this position for 3 years and never received your reimbursement? It doesn't make any sense. Additionally, I would point out, in addition to saying the IRS has a process to deal with this when there is not the proper forms or the proper forms aren't completed properly. I would also say that if you do treat Director Grunwald as an employee, then you should treat him as an employee across the board. And I would ask whether or not that's being done for each and every director. Are you provided the same benefits as employees? I heard today that you adopted the updates to the employee handbook. It didn't seem like it applied to the directors, though. So yet, in certain situations, you're treating a director as an employee. In certain situations, you're not. Are you being provided workers' compensation insurance to cover you? Are you being, do you now have a right as a public employee, a property interest to continued employment? Is that the sort of standard that you're taking? Is that the position that this board is taking, that all directors are now public employees for purposes of that? No, you are elected officials. And Director Grunwald has provided, I believe back a year ago, in December of 2018, an IRS ruling which did indicate that although generally elected officials may be treated as employees for purposes of taxing compensation, that's not the case in every situation. There are exceptions to that, especially in situations where you're not being compensated with a wage. You're simply receiving expense reimbursement, with it, which is a non-taxable event. And so, yes, you have been given legal authority in the past from Director Grunwald. An entire year ago, he provided that legal authority. He has also contacted different individuals to get opinions on how to proceed, and he has been supported in the process that he should proceed in the manner in which he has. So this issue that we're here today, I would ask that you truly think about it and whether you're going to continue to deny this. In fact, I would ask, has there ever been any action by the board before where a director has been denied payment for reimbursed expenses? This board, to my knowledge, has never taken any action to not pay Director Grunwald. So the fact is, somewhere behind the scenes, someone decided we're not going to issue him a check for what he has submitted for expenses, because this board has never taken action before to deny him. And now today, you're being recommended by your legal counsel to continue to deny his payment, which you've never taken action on before. The only action that you have taken before is to approve the treasurer's report, which presumably include Director Grunwald's submitted expense reports. So I'm asking you today to carefully think about what next step is going to happen. And today, if you approve his request for reimbursed expenses, we're talking about since 2016, which is why it's in excess of $4,000 for his expenses. But I'm asking that you go ahead and approve those, and that you, the action that is taken is actually issuing a check to Director Grunwald for payment of that. If that does not occur today, Director Grunwald is prepared to continue to pursue legal action in order to make this happen. And then you're opening the door to legal expenses, not just from your own district attorney, but from Director Grunwald's attorney, for having to seek legal counsel in order to get expense reimbursement, which every single other director here has received.
Thank you. Are you done?
I'm done. Thank you.
Any other public comments? Staff? Any comments? Directors?
Got a question for her.
Okay.
My question is number one, I'm not an attorney and I'm not a CPA. So I'm going to ask you just a couple of questions. First of all, the per diem, it's my opinion, the per diem has not been denied, but there's been an issue, whatever the issue was, because of a W-4. Is that correct?
Well, it's never been paid, so I suppose it's debatable whether it's been denied or not. The only, I would say, opinion that has been offered to Director Grunwald, to my knowledge, is that he has not submitted a W-4. So So in the alternative, since we a W-4 is what you submit if you're an employee, a W-9 is what you submit if you're an independent contractor. Both of them provide the Social Security number for the individual. So it's really an issue of the tax treatment of what's been provided. So to answer your question, I think it's been not paid because there's been no form W-4. However, there's no legal basis to deny payment based on someone not providing a complete or accurate or what is deemed the proper federal form. There is instructions and there is a process the IRS does take that employers can take if their employee doesn't provide a W-4 or doesn't provide a correct or complete W-4. That's an alternative that even your own legal counsel pointed out as an option in one of his correspondence to me, yet he's not recommending that to you today and you've never taken that action. What's happened is no payment since 2016.
Can he do a W-4 exempt?
So now you're talking about exempt versus non-exempt, which is really just, that's only an issue. So that's an issue of whether or not he's eligible for overtime compensation, but that's not the issue of employee versus independent contractor, which is where Director Grunwald disagrees and has a difference of opinion. So that wouldn't be a solution.
Do you have a comment, Director Spink? We're done, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Director Spink, I'm done.
Brett.
She made a lot of points, but I'll get to the ones that I think are germane to the issue here. One, there is no doubt in my mind that the elected officials, especially with per diem, I think the statute she read even says compensation on top of it, which was omitted. And that should be treated as an employee. The W-4 requirement is because for the IRS, the Internal Revenue Code, elected officials are supposed to be treated as employees, as it's very clear. I know that they disagree with that. Also, the demand that was sent on November 15th, the agreement was we would show up with a check, and they would show up with a W-9 with the information, not giving the district the opportunity to do the withholdings that she's saying is a possibility. So today, we still don't have a W-9, so it's not really...
I can hand it to you right now.
Perfect.
Please don't interrupt the discussion.
Okay. We now have a W-9. We are able to reimburse, but we are going to take... Or my recommendation to the board would be to take full withholdings and treat as an employee.
Motion as read.
Well, yeah. We will have to amend it because it's a W-4 versus a W-9. But
continue discussion. I think Director Bagley had his. Are you done, Fred?
Well, sorry. Your recommendation is.
My recommendation. Well, this is a new development was a little unanticipated. My recommendation is that be denied. Or excuse me, that resolution be passed. And then given the circumstances, we can read.
I just want to cut off John.
Brent, does that change anything in the W-9 that their position is he's an independent contractor, and our position is he's an employee?
Right.
Your position for the district, correct?
Right.
Thank you.
John Reese, did you have another follow-up?
No, I didn't. When Director Conley was talking, that answered my question.
McCormick.
Given that position, you need a W-4.
My recommendation now is that we need a W-4. We'll take under consideration the W-9. Right now, the recommendation is not changed.
Hey, Jeff.
The W-9 changes nothing that they gave you?
It will, as far as the tax withholding, no, it doesn't change.
elected officials and directors as.
Are you going to continue some sort of negotiation between the two of you, or?
Right. Yes, we will be in ballot. But the recommendation for this evening is.
No. Not unless you're asked.
Okay.
We're at the point where the directors are discussing it. If the director has a question for you, they'll ask. Director Sapinski.
Chairman Thompson or Brett, who's going to pay for your fee for all this misery of reviewing these documents and going back and forth? Because you've worked on this substantially.
Right. The recommendation is to seek.
Winwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Angela, would you please continue and respond?
Yes, my comment was going to be is we have offers on several occasions to submit. And that is something in correspondence that. So I would ask today that you treat the Form W-9 as an inaccurate or an incomplete form, and you follow the IRS's instructions on what to do with an employee who submits. And in that case, still proceed with. Going ahead with your counsel's recommendation on how to treat the tax treatment of it. But that doesn't stop you or give you any reason to not go ahead and grant his request for reimbursement of expenses. That would be my recommendation.
Well, a couple comments. All he has to do is sign the damn W-4 and the thing goes away. Unless the attorney fees, no way in hell would I ever vote to pay his attorney fees, ever. And thank you.
Don Luis? If, hypothetically, you do a W-9, everything, this thing's went on for a long time. And personally, for or against or whatever, doesn't matter. We need to move on, okay? So what I would like to see is an agreement, get this over with. If you get a W-9 signed, okay, is everybody willing to walk away? He pays his fees, we take care of our fees, go away, done.
That would be the proposal as of today, would be if. Based on we have submitted a signed form W-9, then yes, he would drop his request for attorney.
That was part of my question, though. If we do this, that the fees go away, and we worry about our own stuff, you worry about your own stuff, write the check.
Absolutely.
And then it's done.
Absolutely. Assuming he continues to get paid in the future.
Correct.
If you don't pay him in the future, then.
Because I don't see the future in this continuing on. It's just gonna get, in my opinion, it's gonna get messier. So I would like to see it go away.
Thank you. I've not commented yet, but I'm gonna take this time and do a little history, Council Schmidt. Is that right? When Director Grunewald first got elected, you want to get paid in cash. Staff had a fit. What do you mean you want to get paid in cash? And then he reluctantly said, no, you can write me a check. Well, no, we don't pay in cash and check. Our policy is it's direct deposit. It took probably 2 years to finally get a direct deposit slip from him, treating him special. Finally, okay, we're going to treat him special. He's going to get a direct deposit. That's our policy. So he provided whatever it was to June Tate, Sir Wasser, in that regard. You had said that the Treasury Report approved all these expenses of his. We have not, because it's never made the Treasury Report, because it's a cause and effect. We can't affect a pay until his cause of filling a W-4 has been established. This
resolution fund use as W-4. That's because state law says he will be treated with a W-4 as an employee, not an independent contractor. He did not get elected as an independent contractor. He got elected into this position as the laws of the state of Nebraska exist. And that says, fill out W-4. So I do not want to entertain any kind of thought that's deviated from state law in that regard, because he is stubborn. That's being polite to say just stubborn. He's been obnoxious as far as treatment of his forms. They're on file. They're waiting to be approved. The $4,000 includes the from $1,200 plus for your attorney fees. I have no basis to approve any attorney fees that any board of director here, now and in the future, submits for our own personal problem. That would be outrageous for us to hire an attorney and say, by the way, the government's going to reimburse me for that. That's part of the situation. He had the gall to submit that on his reimbursement or a claim a few months ago. The audacity to say, oh, by the way, I spent $1,200 or some dollars, $1,600, whatever it is, and I don't need to know. I don't see his expense reports. So anyway, so really, you want these taxpayers to pay for your relationship? No. I do not want to make an exception for one NRD director in the state of Nebraska. There's 23 NRDs. I don't know how many directors there are across the street, but every single one of them has filled out a W-4 because that's what state law says. I don't want to be in the exemption mode for this. It's unnecessary. You'd mentioned you received information today about our expense reports. I'm guessing, if I'm not correct, since you stated that Mr. Greenwald reviewed our expense reports and shared that information with you. Well, that bothers me. Or a director has access to information that treats it to the general public. That's contrary to behavior that we would expect of a director. It's really not germane anyway. Whatever my expense report is, or Director Bradley, whatever, it's not germane to the issue. Germane to the issue is fill out a W-4 like everyone else in the NRD system, and we'll pay you. Now, whether we pay by check or direct deposit, we can waive that policy. We have the authority to say that. We haven't done it yet because we haven't reached the cause to create the effect. We haven't reached W-4 yet. So it's really that simple. And yes, John and Luis, we have wasted a lot of time. There's thousands of dollars in our attorney fees to address his personal problem. And taxpayers out there, you should not be hit with that burden. Obviously reimbursed or paid, but we expect to be reimbursed by Greenwald for this unfortunate circumstance of not filling out a government form. And I assume Mr. Greenwald has been in the workplace for a long time and has filled out various forms in his life. And you know, ours is a W-4. You should know that when you filed for election. So, is there any final discussion before we pass this motion?
Well, I think we have a motion on the floor that our legal counsel has recommended that we pass.
Okay.
And I'd like to call the question.
Okay. Question's been called. Let's vote on cease and debate.
I'd like my attorney to answer some of those.
Call the question. Okay. Well, this vote is on calling the question.
Calling a cease and further debate.
What do we call?
Just to call the question, no more debate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
No.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Vote on the motion as presented.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes. Roll call vote is? Item 13, Chairperson's Report. Item A, Censure of Director Mark Grunewald. Following resolution is hereby adopted and approved, and I'll read it. Board of Directors of Papio, Missouri River and Natural Resource District hereby expresses its strong disapproval of Director Mark Grunewald's apparent disregard of the Director's Code of Conduct adopted by the Board on April 14, 2011. His efforts to unfairly discredit the board, management, and staff of the district, his refusal to adhere to proper and appropriate district procedures and requirements, and his rude and abusive behavior towards fellow directors, management, and staff of the district, all of such conduct resulting in harm to the district and detriment to the public. Motion to accept that resolution.
I'll move that.
Director Teaser has made a motion.
Second.
Seconded by Director Sapinski. Any public comments? Have directors, Director Teaser.
I am Director Grunewald. You're a nice gentleman, but I am sick and tired of the continuation, berating of staff, these directors, the executive committee, which I sit on, and our legal counsel. I find it appalling, and I certainly support this resolution.
Weiss.
You know, I've always said to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, and I'm not so sure I wouldn't have acted the same. I might have been a little different. But there's some reasoning behind all this, and whether it's right or wrong, who's to judge? You know, it's a W-4 argument. I've got my ideals of that. Everybody has their ideals of what the W-4 should be or shouldn't be, or the right way or the wrong way. But I'm not so sure that Director Grunewald sometimes didn't act out of just self-defense here. I don't always agree with him, but, you know, I understand why he's doing what he's doing and saying what he's saying, and I'm sorry that this has come onto the board like this. It's not good for the board. It's not good for the NRD. It's not good for the public. It's not good for anybody, but I'm not going to make any excuses. Maybe I would handle it a little differently, but it takes two sides, is all I'm going to say, sometimes. That's all I got to say.
Director Weiss, if I might clarify, this is not in connection with the W-4 issue alone.
Yeah, okay.
It's well, not it, it, one answer for
all
of this,
but plays together.
Yeah. And I'd like to, before we continue the discussion, put a little bit more history on this. When Director Klug was chairperson, we'd get emails from Director Grunewald criticizing Director Klug as chairman and what he did, and the same kind of attitude that he continues. So if I became chairman, it became personal to me, Jim Thompson, as opposed to the chair. My job, I'll reiterate our duties here out of the policy, is to, among other things, state and put to vote all questions that legitimately come before the board as motions, or that otherwise arise in the course of procedure, announce the result of each vote, or if motion is not in order, is made to rule it out of order. It's the chairman's job. Enforce the rules relating to debate and to order and decorum within the board. Respond to inquiries of directors relating to parliamentary procedure, factual information bearing on the business of the board, et cetera, et cetera. A while back, 2011, we adopted a code of conduct for the board of directors and the employees. We don't want anyone bad-mouthing us, but basically all board members should demonstrate respect, kindness, consideration, courtesy to others. Model of leadership and civility to the district.
inspire public confidence in the district government. You can use W-4 as an example in that regard. Our government says we shall fill what W-4 out, but that, as you may have heard here, is not certainly not serving as a model ship, the model of civility. There's be independent, impartial, fair. He has criticized other directors as well, being belligerent and personal to them, and honor the role of chairperson, maintain order. As you heard tonight, when he tried to amend the minutes to create some language that wasn't part of the minutes, that in itself just blew my mind, and obviously he was out of order last month, and he can't recognize what out of order means. And he can't recognize that to add language that wasn't part of the meeting is inappropriate. So those sorts of things are, and most recently, as Director McCormick, Japp, myself, and Junal was there at a public meeting with the Corps of Engineers. He made a statement that the chairperson and the general manager violated state law by buying property. I mean, that's a public meeting of 100 people. And why he would say that and bring that up, that cannot continue. My mission as chairperson is to also get the most votes, I guess, so I get to handle the appropriate behavior. This particular censorship was not my idea. It was a consensus of those who came to me and said, maybe we can correct his inappropriate behavior. This is one way to do it. So I'll stop for now and continue further discussion with directors if they have any discussion.
Thank you. It's a tough one here. As an elected official, we need not necessarily walk lockstep with all the other directors either. So he's an elected official. The people of his sub-district elected him, and this is the way he represents them. Now, he may pay for that in the next election. We don't know that either. So that being said, I do wish, Director Grunewald, that you could be more civil toward the other board members. I think you'd be more effective as a board member with more civility.
A couple comments. I've been on this board since February and listened to a lot of the things. A lot of this preceded me before I got here. And in my view, an elected official, you serve the public. You look around the room, there's NRD employees here. We owe it to them and the taxpayers. This, to me, is, I'm at a loss for words, frankly. It makes a mockery of a body that governs to be talking about a W-4 or W-9. If you disagree with the general manager, I've done that. I've let them know it, and you move on. To drag this out, I think it does a tremendous disservice to taxpayers and employees of the NRD, frankly. And again, this has gone on way before I got here, but Director Grunewald, as Director Japp stated, was elected by your district, and you choose to represent your voters and your district, your constituents, the way you want. But my view of a director is to be civil. If you disagree, you strongly disagree. You don't have to disrespect anyone, because that, to me, makes a mockery of this board and this governing body. That's my comment.
I saw his hand first, Director Grunewald.
Please.
Do you want to say anything?
I'll say something.
I called on you.
Thank you, sir. Board meetings ago, the chairman started berating me, insulting me. One of you saw it. How does that comport with conduct? And then you have a person sitting there going, we cannot disobey state law. Feds don't care about state law. whole beginning, all you had to do when this thing came up, hey, U.S. Congressman, hey, U.S. Senator, could you clarify this for us? We would have had this thing done for $5, $50. So it's so bizarre that this thing took off, and this constant beratement by the chairman, because, chairman, again, you're director. And when I represent my district, it is equal to yours. There's just no doubt about it. You were elected to be the chairman here to run the meetings. You sat there, and you were there, Danny. Did you think that was appropriate?
I'll respond when you're done, that's fine.
When I was never given the chance to respond, never once. Then, as my attorney asked, we've been going long here. He said, well, W-4, okay, we'll offer W-9. Who's not signing the check? Somebody behind the scenes is doing that, and we've asked counsel. It's probably pretty obvious who it is. Somebody has to is stopping the sign because you have the direct deposit information. That have taken place. Other board members here have been paid in a check. I'm not out of line on that. The previous thing that the general manager is referring to was a discussion where we should have a paper check or not. But ultimately, what it comes down to, gentlemen, is this is not going to go away. And this has been tried in the past to silence a board member. This group went, ended up, and I believe you were here, Mr. Chairman, went to the Accountabilities and Disclosures Commission and has got booted out. First time ever in the history of the Accountabilities and Disclosure Commission, they all agreed the position was ridiculous. We, as board members, have a right to represent, and this backdoor way of trying to censor somebody, represent the people, that's not good for you and I. Because think of the chilling effect down the road. People that would be great board members. I don't want to do this because I may not get paid. I think if you ask the IRS, this W-4 thing doesn't exist. So why not ask the IRS? I ask all you guys, why not ask the IRS? Simple. Motion to ask the IRS, or don't you want to do it?
Mr. Grunewald, as I told Director Weiss.
He said he was going to respond to me, sir.
Huh? No, as I told Director Weiss, this is not relating to the W-4 issue alone. There are so many other factors, so
again,
I want to make that clarification. This could be approved the resolution.
It all goes together, sir, and you know that.
By not letting me finish as an example, your obstinance.
And again, just
Director Bradley had his hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to remind everybody, we are not here to cross-examine each other. For what's on the agenda, and right to cross-examine each other. I've been, and like many on this board and probably in the audience, I've been on a lot of boards and committees and councils. I've been, like stated Tuesday night, on a board that govern international affairs. And there's all a certain, for this to work, it's tantamount that there's decorum and diplomacy, debate, dialogue, so forth. But I'd like to thank my time on this board in with Director Grunewald that I was, tried to make myself be one of those moderates in the middle that can reach both sides and try to accomplish and get things done. And I've, had conversations with Grunewald over time, but it did, for me, to vote for censure, it came to the point where there was some conversation couple months ago that was quite disturbing, and Director Grunwald was addressing another director. That's, you know, it just sort of raised some alarms with me, and I just thought that we, if we got to handle this now, and that's just not, you know, taking it for not only Director Grunwald, but any other director. We're not all perfect. We can get heated and make mistakes and so forth, but we, to a certain extent, you have to be have decorum. And lines that were crossed, I thought, and it just was alarming, disturbing, and I think all that I want to tell you.
Could you clarify what you're referencing?
You wait until you call on, please.
Cross-examine. I'm just.
Your head is handled.
Mr. Chairman, we've been discussing for over an hour two agenda items involving Director Grunwald. I think we've gone far enough. I call the question.
Did you have one more comment? When I, he had his hand up first. Did you have
Thank
hand
you,
up?
Sir.
I know that.
Actually, the point of clarification, because Danny had wanted to respond, and I'd like to know some more information. What are you referencing?
Point of order, as you've called it.
Where are we at on this?
It's been the motion to call the question.
Right, but wasn't...
I'm not going to allow the back and forth as Director Bradley said.
I thought Danny was going to... He had something
Danny
to say.
Said what he wanted to say.
Well, I said he was
I have no more comment.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So, please.
So,
so,
I believe the question's been called.
Yeah. It's been moved by Director Cheeser, seconded by Fred. So I'll call the question, cease debate on this. So we'll vote whether or not we should stop talking about it.
Bradley.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
Sikinski.
Yes.
Easer.
Yes.
Weiss.
No.
Begley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes. So back to the motion. We'll call.
Catch what you were saying, sir.
We're voting on the resolution. Censorship. Oh, we're voting on it's been moved and seconded to.
If you just point of information, sir. I believe.
So, yes or no?
30 day notice, sir.
I don't know what you're talking about, 30 day notice.
On
resolution is on the board. It's a yes or no vote. Votes no. Any other? Continue.
Yes.
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 No.
Begley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yes. We'll call the vote.
Seven yes.
Item,
Okay.
Yeah, all right. We'll take a 2 minute break. Tareem, how long is it going to take a break?
Not very long.
Okay, take 5 minutes. I need,
I wish I could maybe catch the recording.
We'll show continue item B, Employee Service Awards. Call the meeting back to order. Recess it over. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. All right. See, I'm looking at my report. Say. And then when you're all done, she wanted a group picture, too. I'm only doing this here. I don't even know who's all here.
You an official photographer?
I am. Yeah, he's the official photographer.
What happened to that?
Are you able to read him? I'll be joking.
Joe Reedy is here.
No, he's that.
No, Joe Reedy.
Are they taking pictures?
Attention, please. He needs that order.
I just want to make sure I got the right angles here.
Not a professional.
Oh, you don't need to use some words.
Here's a certificate for Tom DeGallo. For Joe Reed, 5 years of service. Mark Willie,
6 years of service. Eight employees.
5 years of service for Mark. Eric Williams, he's here. Dressed up for
there you go.
All right, all smile, looking good. All right. He had a big fancy camera.
Thank you, Eric.
Lori Laster, I know she's here. What are you doing? Thank you very much. There you go.
Yeah.
She said she likes her pictures higher.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Lori.
Tom Place. Tom here? I'm 20 years of service for Tom. Thank you, Tom, wherever you might be.
Sun's basketball.
Now, it's not often that I get to award someone something that's older than me. It's 35 years. Jim Beeson, step forward. There you go.
Yeah, are you sure he didn't retire 10 years ago?
All right. Actually, there's two certificates in here. One from the NARD, Nebraska Associated Research Districts, as well, for his 35 years, and of course, our certificate. So you got to get two frames.
That's part of ours.
Thank you.
Another 35 years, sir. I don't know if I've ever seen him.
You remember.
All right. Here's 35 years for Keith's report. Two frames. Marlon. Now, this is awesome. But 45 years of service, Marlon. I don't know what words I can come up with.
I was
too. Thank you very much for your dedicated service.
You were two.
And
47.
It's tremendous for an employee. Not only the NARD recognized in September is 45 years, but we as well recognize 45 years of service. And that's
got to be one of the
thank you again,
top 10 in the state.
There you go.
All right. Operator, there we go. All right. Jen told me I needed a group picture, too, everybody.
I can't go, Marlon. It's a group picture. She wanted a group.
Just right here, Walt.
Thank you, those employees continue on the dedication we have with this staff. I'm really proud of. Nice to recognize once a year the milestones, but thank you again, staff. Those who didn't get recognized, we'll see you whenever your anniversary date comes up. Item 14, General Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll go through this as quickly as possible. Oh, I did want to mention the students from Bennington High School. So he's back right there. Is Nicole's daughter, so we welcome her and her classmates, and they got a real lessons in civics, so if you have any more questions, let us know. Information education highlights are attached for your review. Personnel miscellaneous items. First, I'd like to congratulate Marlon. He was awarded the APWA Leader of the Year Award in Kearney. I believe that's where it was. So congratulations, Marlon. Another well-deserved award. Also, I'd like to thank Chairman Thompson for recognizing tonight's Employee Service Awards. We're celebrating, obviously, between 5 and 45 years here at the Papio, a combined total of 160 years of employment with the district and those folks. So one thing I wanted to mention, too, is I'd like to give a special thanks to the district staff. They execute their work duties and personally carry themselves professionally and ethically no matter what the situation they're faced with. It's either from public hearings to phone calls to just meetings with landowners. As I walk around, I hear, you know, they may be talking to some folks that aren't necessarily happy with us or working through various problems. But they treat everybody with dignity and respect, no matter what. And so that's kudos to you folks for doing that. And I really appreciate it. I know the Board of Directors appreciates it well. I get compliments from other agencies, other NRDs, other elected officials that are constantly praising you for your interactions and just the way that you carry yourself and how you handle yourself. And so that speaks volumes for you as professionals, and no wonder we have the length of services that we do. So, and especially this year with the flood of 2019, I mean, that was a historic. We've never experienced that, and I know nobody in this room has experienced that. And if you believe it or not, your actions, what you've done in the past, and what you did at that time, you saved a lot of people. From the projects we built, from the things that we operate and maintain on a daily basis, those actions had real life consequences for a lot of folks. And so you should be congratulated for that. There's no question about it. And so also, report on purchases, construction service, professional service, personal property is attached. Current ongoing project with the district legal counsel is attached. The Pumpkin Creek Watershed Partnership, there was no meeting in November. The next meeting is scheduled for January 23rd. Also wanted to wish everyone, directors, staff, folks from the public, Merry Christmas, prosperous New Year, and to look forward to continuing to work with you into the future as well. So thank you.
Thank you, John Winkler. Item 15, informational items. Please note the meeting times. Come January 9th, board meeting, 4 o'clock. Reset your calendars. And the rest, as you can see, I also want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, whatever your beliefs might be. I wish them well. Hope Santa Claus is good to you, or you're good to the kids of the world that need our love and support as well. So pleasant holiday season. Drive safely if you're going out of town. And 16, we are adjourned.